Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Richard Le Gallienne is credited with saying, "Time's horses gallop down the lessening hills." That's a colorful way of saying, "Time flies." The Romans said, "Tempus fugit." No matter how you put it, you know what they mean, for you feel the pressures that are made on your time. With all the inventions of modern technology, no one has come up with any means of putting more hours into your day. When you stop and think about time, there's something that has the taste of mystery in it. Where did time come from? And to where does it go? We know that time is a measure of division, but from what to what? As you look back over your life, I'm sure you will admit that time goes by more quickly now than it did a few years ago. When you were a child, you thought summer vacation would never come. But now, as a mother or father, you wonder how a vacation can pass like a school recess when you were a kid. Time seems to gain momentum with the passing of life. The horses of time do gallop down the lessening hills. The amount of time that may be measured out in your life is not nearly as important as how you use the time you have. The ancient Greeks had two words for time. One was the word chronos, the root of the word chronometer. The other word, kairos. It meant time with a purpose. Your life falls into one of these two categories: life without purpose or life with dimension and reality. Which is it? Robert Moffat, a pioneer missionary, once wrote, "We shall have all eternity in which to celebrate our victories, but we have only one short hour before the sunset in which to win them." Every person has a fixed allotment of time, but no one knows when his time is up. That's why you had better make the most of every moment. Years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians and told them to redeem the time because the days were evil. He urged them to take advantage of every moment, because life, at its longest, is short. You may have a kindred feeling with actor John Carroll. He had done a little bit of everything in life, from actor to world traveler. He told a reporter that his main concern is time. "Time doesn't walk, it flies," he said. Then he explained, "I was first shocked at the speed of life when I was involved in some project in recent years and discovered suddenly that 3 years had passed without my realizing it." How many years have passed in your life? The Bible gives us guidelines for living. It says time is part of eternity. Yet our decisions made now in time fix our destiny in eternity. If you knew you would live for exactly 24 hours, no more and no less, how would you spend that time? Bury some axes? Settle some disagreements that you've had with people for a long time? Would you want to spend some time with your family? But most important, would you want to spend some time searching your heart before God, making sure you were ready to enter into His presence? If the answer is yes to these things, then do what you know you should do and do it today. If you live every day as though it would be your very last, you'll live a life that is full and complete. Procrastination is not only the thief of time, but the thief of our souls too. Now is the time to do what you have been wanting to do for a long time. John Carroll is right. Time doesn't walk, it flies.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.